Taylor Swift receives support for calling out Netflix. BTS is performing at Music Cares, and Rosé from Blackpink announces a release date. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, March 2nd. I'm so sick of them coming at me again. Cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man. You may remember the Respect Taylor Swift drama after Netflix show Jenny in Georgia featured a scene that said, "What do you care? You go through men faster than Taylor Swift." And Taylor herself tweeted, "Hey Jenny in Georgia, 2010 called and it wants its lazy, deeply sexist joke back." Well, Tay is receiving support, including a like from her boyfriend Joelwyn, who hasn't liked a tweet all year, love from Jamila Jamil, and musician Ash that gave a resounding F yeah. Guess it must be good to be the man. Though Taylor directed her tweet to Netflix, unfortunately some offensive and even racist words have been hurled towards 23-year-old actress Antonia Gentry, who did not write the joke. Let's remember, everybody, that's the opposite of feminism. What would Taylor do? It's on, as BTS is performing at Music Cares on March 12th. Music Cares shared this dope image of the squad and tweeted, "We're excited to announce that Grammy-nominated BTS are joining our incredible lineup of Music on a Mission performers. Tickets are now available." I like that Grammy-nominated wording. You know how to get the army excited. As a Blink, I am so mad Jordan got this story, but girl, tell us about Rosé.
Blackpink's Rosé officially has a release date for her debut solo project. Just make sure you're reading it right. On Monday, the K-pop group's Twitter account shared two teaser images along with March 12th, written 2021-03-12, the date format used in Korea, which left some fans confused. "We gotta wait till December 3rd, one Blink tweeted. "No, it's definitely March 12th. So what can we expect from Rosé's first solo effort? While the title has yet to be revealed, one of the promo pics did feature some words in English embedded in the background: "No Way Out" and "You Are Now." And back in January, Rosé gave a sneak peek of one tune during Blackpink's live stream concert, The Show, performing a track titled "Gone," also in English. Now you're dead
and gone. Thanks, Jordan. Running it down for you always. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.